Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Earlier this month, state officials assumed control of Minuteman Health. It's a Boston-based health insurer created under the Affordable Care Act. The state says the company does not have sufficient capital to move forward into 2018. Minuteman began selling plans in 2013 on the state's health connector with a multi-million dollar loan from the federal government. The goal was to create a more affordable insurance option for patients. The company currently insures about 8,500 people in Massachusetts. Though it's now in receivership, the company says no member policies will be canceled and claims will continue to be paid. But this is all happening at an interesting moment for insurance companies. Divided politics in Washington are creating a period of instability and uncertainty for the ACA. So joining us now is Tom Policelli. He's the CEO of Minuteman Health. Welcome to Radio Boston.
Thank you.
So to start with, Minuteman Health is now going into receivership. Can you explain to us what that means, what happens to the company now?
Sure. What this means is this is a wind-down process that is run by the Division of Insurance, the commissioner, and the people who act on his behalf. So this means that, you know, all the claims get paid, all the people are covered. Hospitals, physicians, everyone gets the monies that they are due all the way through the end of the policy year.
So, Tom, what happens to people who are currently insured through you all?
Nothing, really. Through the end of their policy year, they just keep doing what they're doing, get care as they need it, call us if they need any help getting that care, follow the policy as normal, as they normally would, and submit claims, and claims get paid.
Will Minuteman Health be offering plans in 2018?
So Minuteman Health, Inc., it will not be. That is
the
company
that
is that is winding down. What we have been working to do, we at the company have been working to do, is organize a new company, creatively titled Minuteman Insurance Company.
All right.
And our objective is to pick up for 2018 where Minuteman Health Inc. left off.
So just so I'm clear, if you are currently insured through Minuteman Health, you'll be covered throughout 2017.
Yes.
No problem. But when you go for open enrollment, essentially, you will have to select a new insurance company, one of which could be potentially your new company.
That's right. So open enrollment should work the way it does every year, really. Go in and shop.
I guess I just want to clarify, because this is all happening sort of – I know there's a lot of moving parts at this point in time, right? Is the new company already has it already been approved at this point, or is this what you're in the process of doing, is essentially ensuring this transition can happen?
That's right. We're in the middle of the process. So the process is not an overnight one. It's a very long process with a long checklist and a long timeline. And so we've been going through, and thus far we've been able to successfully check all the boxes and meet all the deadlines and all that. There's still a bunch more to go, and we're not done yet.
So I guess you guys are in kind of a unique position there, right? Like at this point in time, you're a nonprofit insurance company, and you're positioning to become a for-profit insurance company.
Correct.
Can you explain what that means to me?
It means that money doesn't grow on trees, and so we need capital, and that's how we get it.
Can you sell stock being a for-profit
that's right.
company?
Okay. That's right. And that's what it comes down to. So an insurance company is basically – it starts off as a pile of cash. That's its job, because the idea of insurance is to take risks that we as individuals can't bear, be it homeowner's insurance, what if my house burns down? And so someone has to have enough capital behind the policies in order to support it. And so that's why, again, the old company has the cash to pay that out. But the new company needs a new pile of cash to take on members and move forward.
So can you take us back in time a bit and walk us through what led to this outcome of where we are now with Minuteman Health being under state control?
Well, what I can say, if I could focus on how going forward will be different. I think I'm allowed to do that.
Mm-hmm.
So if we step back and look, I'm going to step far back.
Okay.
So Massachusetts did its own form of healthcare reform. It was successfully working for a bunch of years. And I should underscore bipartisan reform, healthcare reform. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't perfect, but it largely did its job. We covered 97.5% of the people about. Premiums were pretty stable. We had a lot of competitors, and the market seemed to be working pretty well. What's happened, the ACA has disrupted some of that, what had been going on in Massachusetts. Obviously, we had the connector went through its issues, which have all been sorted out, and the connector works very well now. but also on the financial side, things like this this risk adjustment program.
So let me just jump in here. Can you explain what the risk adjustment program is?
Sure. You know, look, the ACA is a complicated law. It was passed, you know, late one night. And mm-hmm. so there's things in it. No law is perfect. And one of the unfortunate rules that came off the law itself was this thing called risk adjustment. And the idea is a good idea, and it's one I've done before in my career. I've built some of these things. The idea is to say, well, if one insurance company has a bunch of healthy people mm-hmm. and another insurance company has a bunch of sick people, we should move money from the first insurance company with healthy people to the other one with the sick people.
Okay.
It's a logical idea, and it works. And insurance companies voluntarily enter into these types of arrangements on a regular basis. The problem is that the federal imposition of risk adjustment hasn't worked that way. It's actually introduced a lot of volatility. And if you step back and look, what you see is that companies that were smaller but lower cost and high growth tended to get hit. So Humana, Kaiser, Aetna, in markets where they were small but they grew because they had an affordable product, they got hammered. So Humana paid $950 million. That's a lot of money, even for Humana and some of these other carriers. And this is why they've been exiting exchanges. You can't deal with volatility like that when you're an insurance company.
Would you say that the risk adjustment factor is sort of the factor that's led to the current situation with you all?
I can't comment on the Minuteman Health, Inc. and where we are today. I can tell you that we have been very vocal on this topic.
And I know you all sued the federal government over this risk adjustment.
Yes, we have.
Yeah. Care to elaborate on that?
Sure. It's proceeding at a very rapid federal pace, which means that we haven't even seen the judge yet. So that's in September is the first appearance before the judge. Like I said, I mean, the feds have both admitted that there are issues and laid out a timeline. It's just too long to fix it. And they've also opened up the opportunity for states to jump in and take more action. And thus far, a few have. New York jumped in and just said, we're cutting everything by 30% under risk adjustment to try to dampen the volatility.
Massachusetts has not done anything of this sort.
Not in its current version has not, no.
So, Tom, I'd love to hear from you about what you think it means that a company like yours that was praised at its inception in 2012 when it received this $88.5 million loan from the federal government – that it was being praised at that point as a sort of model insurance company under the Affordable Care Act. And now that company can't compete under the regulations of the Affordable Care Act.
Yes. Thank you for that painful question. but it's quite true. I mean, the model we have is geared towards efficiency. And our target market are the folks who have a hard time finding affordable health insurance. That's why we're here. That's our whole purpose. It is more than ironic or it's deeply painful.
I mean, you all were very much praised. I mean, I have here that then-Senator John Kerry said at the time that, quote, Minuteman Health's proposal is an exemplary model for the types of provider solutions that are called for by the Affordable Care Act. I mean, you all were called the exemplary model.
And I, of course, am modestly biased or immodestly biased on this topic. He's correct. And the model does work. We have shown that we can deliver more affordable products and help drive down the cost of health insurance so that more people can be covered. And let me give you a statistic on that. So New Hampshire, where most of our members are, is an outlier, has been until now an outlier nationally. So nationally, 85% of the people on the exchanges, the government exchanges, receive a subsidy. In New Hampshire, it's been 58%. And what that means is that people in New Hampshire have been able to afford insurance if they don't get a subsidy. So the middle income. And what that says about the rest of the country is most of the rest of the country, if you don't get a subsidy, you can't afford it.
You can't buy
you
health
can't
insurance
buy it.
On the exchange.
Right. So if you step back, the ACA, the goals the ACA had for coverage, half the people the ACA intended to cover are actually covered today. Half. And the reason why the half aren't there is because they don't get a subsidy and this stuff just costs too much. So New Hampshire, what we've had is we've managed until now to keep the costs down, keep the premiums down, so more people could afford to buy. And that led to a healthier market and it creates a virtuous cycle. The more people in the market, then the more you're spreading the risk and you can keep prices down. And that's been a very good thing until now. 2018, all the insurance companies are looking at 40-plus% increases in New Hampshire. And I'm very worried. And a lot of people are very worried.
I mean, but Tom, what does that mean, though, that you all were called this exemplary model, right? And it sounds like you still believe in the model.
Deeply.
But at the same time, it has become very difficult for you to compete under the current regulations of the ACA.
So that's exactly right. So the model works. The regulations don't. The regulations are killing anything that is affordable.
You know, some Republicans saw Minuteman's failure, I should say, as a proof that Obamacare has been a disaster. What do you think?
I really don't have a lot of patience for a lot of the political discussion on health care. You know, we've always tried, and I remain kind of politically purple, kind of right in the middle. I don't think that any law – I think the only law that's ever worked in Washington is the law of unintended consequences. These are big, complicated topics. Nothing's perfect. Again, look what the Commonwealth did with our bipartisan health care reform. It was a negotiated solution. And very importantly, it was constantly tweaked. So when we found little problems, we'd adjust. We'd measure, adjust. That's what grown-ups do.
And so far, the ACA has not been adjusted.
The ACA, right? It hasn't been. You know, a lot of the Democrats were afraid tweaking meant they were admitting there was a problem, and all the Republicans didn't want to tweak. They wanted to burn it. And so we've got something that has just been too rigid, and that's not the way life works. Like I said, I don't have a lot of patience for a lot of the discussion.
But you don't subscribe to the whole repeal and replace and start all over again.
I think both sides of what I I can't watch a lot of cable TV these days, but both sides of what I see, I don't really don't ring true for me very much. And to me, and this is through the the chair where I sit, the big issue is we've just artificially driven prices up too high. And so if you really step back, when you see in New Hampshire 40+% increases, hospitals aren't making twice as much money, the nurses aren't making twice as much money, drugs didn't quintuple in cost.
And so the costs are going
What's really going on are these are policy errors that are driving prices up.
You know, before we got into the studio, Tom, I was talking to one of our producers who said that she was unemployed for a bit and she bought Minuteman insurance. And she said she bought it in part because it was significantly cheaper than Blue Cross, right? I mean, it was the more affordable option that provided good services for her. Where do those patients go now? I mean, look, this is one testimonial. It is, but I thought it was interesting that she of her own accord brought up that, you know, during that period in time, Minuteman was the more affordable option for her. Where do those patients go now?
Well, if we do what we intend to do, they're going to be able to go to a new Minuteman. Minuteman isn't here to be all things to all people. We're not going to be here. And if you're if one of your listeners is a wealthy attorney in Wellesley, or if they're a big biopharmaceutical executive and all that, they're not in our target market, and that's fine. That's not why we're here.
Tom, would you have done anything differently over the last couple of years, looking back?
It's a great question. How much time do you have?
All right, top three. Moments of regret, I should say.
Well, the biggest. It's funny. I was talking to two New Hampshire senators' offices on Friday, and they said, so what are the top 10 issues that you and the market have right now? And so I ran them through, and the first 7 of them were all public policy issues. The last 3 were the things that normally someone who has my job should worry about. Things like, are the right people getting in the right hospitals at the right time for the right care? Do we have the right support for people when they leave the hospital and so they can make sure they have good follow-up? And all the things that I want to be focused on are 8, 9, and 10.
Right. Tom, before we go, I have one final question. And that is that, you have spent so many years working in the insurance market, in the insurance sector. I want to know your thoughts.
Thanks for making me feel old. I really appreciate that.
I want to know your thoughts on making connector plans that are affordable for patients while also not bankrupting insurance providers. How do we get to that sort of magic middle ground? Is there a way to get there currently?
Absolutely. It would take 15 minutes and a pencil and wouldn't cost anybody anything. The first and loudest thing would be to do what the Massachusetts Association of Health Plans has called for. So that's everyone except for Blue Cross is a member of this group. The Mass Association of Health Plans has called for the full suspension of risk adjustment. And then let's sit back and study and come up with one that will work. And that would cover 85% of what we need to do.
You ever think about going to public policy?
Well, inadvertently, I am at this point. I thought I was running an insurance company, but we're kind of a public policy shop on the side.
Well, I think of our current governor who once led, you know, an insurance company through some tumultuous times. All right. Well, thank you so much, Tom. Thank you for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
That's Tom Policelli. He's the CEO of Minuteman Health.